what do you call the kind of sword that comes to a head?
Boil.
And the stuff that's inside it?
Oh, well, outside of a pus.
And if a bee stung me, then my hand would be
swollen.
What about the stuff that's inside a blister?
Oh, well, sometimes it's a blood blister. You have a blood blister.
And what about the...
You can draw the water or draw the blood out. Water blister or blood blister.
If somebody got shot or got stabbed, you'd say the doctor would have to look at the...
wound.
And if the wound didn't heal up well, it'd have some kind of rough flesh around the edge of it. What would you call that?
You mean gangrene?
No, I mean the kind of whitish, crusty...
Oh. Well, scab or scar.
And do you ever hear it called proud flesh?
Oh yes, proud flesh, yes. Certainly.
If you had a little cut, what would be some of the things you might put on it to disinfect it?
Well, iodine, turpentine. Turpentine's about as good as anything, unless, well, for a healing standpoint, but for disinfectant, iodine would be the best.
If someone was sick and didn't recover, then you say that he...
Well, he passed on, or he expired, or died.
Would you ever have any crude terms? I'm kind of glad that old skin flint finally...
Went on, I reckon. I don't know. Don't know.
Okay.
Have you ever helped in any funerals? How many? One or two?
One or two, yeah.
All right, good.
I've
helped in a many one. I'm in charge of the cemetery out here and so forth and all that, and then people know me and so forth. All right, beg your pardon. We won't get into that. I could give you a discourse on that now if you wanted to, all the different types of funerals we've had.
Let's see, what do you call the box that someone's buried in?
Coffin.
And do you know any, well, the old time ones that weren't made as well as they are now, did you have any different words for
those? Well, they had homemade coffins.
They still call them coffins?
Coffins, yeah.
And when people are in black, you say they're...
In mourning.
And what about if you have any other word for people that really get worked up when they're in mourning?
Hysterical.
If say somebody's been dead a week and nobody's figured out what he
died of.
A disease of the joints?
Well, they have rheumatism and arthritis.
And what about a disease that's pretty much overcome now, but used to kill a lot of children? They would choke to death.
Diphtheria.
And what about the kind of disease that turns your skin and eyes yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
And if you have a pain in your lower right side, then you might be afraid you've got...
You have a inflamed appendix.
And any other word for that?
Just an attack, that's all I know, an appendix attack.
When you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up, you say you...
I vomit.
And have any joking words for...
Well, throw up or vomit, yeah.
And if somebody's vomited, you say he's sick?
Say he was sick. Just say he was sick, that's all. Sick on his stomach. Or what? If they vomit, I think that's when you're referring to say he was sick. And that doesn't refer to a person being ill or something. Excuse me.
Okay. If a boy keeps on going to the same girl's house, you say he's...
Going steady.
And what about any joking terms for that?
I don't know, of course they could. I don't know whether you figure she has him hooked or he might be to his advantage. He might be fortunate, something like that. I don't know. He could have so many things there, I don't know.
You say he's her what?
He's her fella.
And she's his?
Girl.
And if she stops letting him come over, then you say she...
Well, she's giving him the air, or she's throwing him over, or she's... I guess there should be other words.
What about if you ask her to marry him and she refuses? You say she...
She turned him down.
And what about if she said yes and then she changed her mind? You say she did what?
Well, she, sue for breach of promise, then. I can't think of the word right now. I'm getting my mind off on the work now. How soon can we stop?
Whenever you have to stop. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah. Cut it off, and then I'm going to ask you. What do you do with